So ran across his tweet from Walter Thunderflask.
I just love his name.
Who tweeted out, tell me something that sounds like a lie, but is actually genuinely true. I'll begin. An ungrateful deer once spat in my mouth. I'm like, wow. Does kind of sound
it's random
weird
and
random.
Gross. And
so I was thinking, I'm like, yeah. I mean, like what in my life might sound fake? I don't know. Maybe I was in Wild Weddings 3 on TLC for something that happened at my wedding.
That's true.
It's true.
You screwed up your vows, kind of.
I did.
Yeah.
I scared away a bear.
You like to say it. So I fought a bear.
I fought a bear. Yeah.
Yeah.
At a campsite when I was in the Scouts. But yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Here's mine. I almost dated Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Almost dated in a roundabout sort of way.
When I say that, it's because my girlfriend Amanda's parents went to church with his parents. And then she's like, hey, you should date my friend Matt. And at the time, he just became famous.
All right.
In A Time to Kill. And I missed my chance.
So then I start reading the replies.
There are some epic ones.
Tyson S. I had a 47-second long fart.
Okay.
I mean, to be able to time that is magic.
That had to have like pre-planning, right? Like you had to have it ready to go.
Ready to go.
And then
I think you have to.
And then it's go time.
That's a premeditated.
Yeah. So here's another one. Here, hold my knitting is the handle. I was attacked by kangaroos for my loaf of bread. Since we were camping and didn't have a lot of bread, my mom went after them and got the bread back.
Wow.
So she bought a kangaroo and won.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Same type of thing.
Very similar to yours.
Catherine. JFK Airport Terminal.
Yeah.
Scruffy looking guy with Ray-Bans, red bandana around his head, was walking beside me asking where I was off to. We walked for about 20 minutes. He walked me up to my gate, then kissed me. People were staring. I boarded the plane. Someone then asked, how do I know Al Pacino?
What?
An actor Al Pacino.
She literally, she could probably say she dated Al Pacino.
Al Pacino, right. Yeah, right, for sure. That. This is all from this tweet that says, tell me something that sounds like a lie, but it's actually true.
Let's stay in the celebrity lane. QZG. Said I was once trapped in a room with Tom Cruise for over 6 hours. It was horrible.
Oh my gosh.
I was an editor on one of his movies.
Oh,
after
wow.
his first viewing of a rough cut, about 10 people were held hostage as he explained what he thought was wrong and how to fix it. This involved Tom recreating his co-star's roles as they should have done it.
Oh, wow.
That is some juiciness, isn't it?
So yeah, I mean, you can kind of dive into the replies. We've tweeted this out at Ben and Kelly Show.
There are so many. Ross, I once ate an entire ice cream cone with Crisco instead of ice cream, tobacco dip instead of sprinkles, and dog food instead of M&Ms or cookie dough by choice.
Okay. And last one.
Sherry, not his type, Dietrich. Oh, Sherry's shutting it down. Are you ready for this?
All right.
Buckle up. Ted Bundy decided I wasn't worth killing.
Oh my gosh.
That's her first line.
Holy cow.
She said it was bizarre. I was walking home from class, mad at my boyfriend. Bundy must have picked up on that, so he pulled over, claimed he was a teacher at my school, Indiana Southeast.
Oh.
IU Southeast. So stupidly, I got into his VW bug. He said, let's stop for some beers. He'd taken me to a construction site, started to kiss me. His hands went to my throat. Then he heard voices of workers and drove me home. That was 1974.
Whoa.
I mean, shut it down.
Wow.
Well,
see some of
time.
These Twitter replies at Ben and Kelly Show.